When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
It's Allie from Utah. Again, I have several stories about ghost talks that have visited me and my family and my life, and I wanted to tell you guys about them. I have about three stories. The first one isn't my story. I wasn't born yet, but my parents had rented an apartment. It was an apartment like above a detached garage of, I think, my dad's friend's home. So his friend allowed them to rent this apartment above the garage for, I want to say, a couple of months. And both my mom and dad would see there's like a sliding glass door to a small balcony of this apartment that would look onto the backyard. The backyard wasn't very big, but just behind the backyard was this big, tall grass field that went on for like miles. And both my mom and dad would see this great, big, shaggy sheepdog that was like black and white, solid as could be, running around the field. And they said it was almost like kind of like a tape recording going over and over again. They'd see this dog run the same path. It'd get halfway through the field and would just disappear, just completely vanish right before their eyes. And it happened when both of them were looking. It happened when it was just one of them. So when they were moving out of the apartment, my dad kind of said, hey, to his friend, does anybody own a sheepdog around the neighborhood? You know, even though they kind of already suspected it was a spirit. He had asked his friend just to kind of disprove if it was another dog running around the neighborhood that would just like fall down a hole or get to a spot where the grass was too high for them to see it. And the neighbor's like, no, there hasn't been a sheepdog in the neighborhood since ours passed away. We had one 20 years ago while I was growing up that we had to unfortunately put down. So that's kind of my parents' ghost dog story. And then the second story was growing up in my childhood home we had a black lab named Molly. Sweetest dog ever. She'd do these particular things. We had trained her to wait up at the top of the stairs while we were eating dinner. And she'd wait at the top of the stairs until we called her back down after dinner to get, like, food scraps and other things. But she was trained to wait for everybody to finish dinner before she could come down so she wouldn't sit there and, like, beg at the table. She'd also do this particular thing where upstairs there was three bedrooms and a hallway. She'd lay in the middle of the hallway almost guarding our three bedrooms. And unfortunately, we ended up having to put her down when she was fairly young, about 4 years old, due to liver failure. I want to say probably after a week or two that she was put to sleep, we would be sitting at the dining room table, and all of my family would see out of the corner of our eyes, her still sitting up at the top of the stairs. But then you'd look like straight at the stairs and nothing would be there. You just see her out of the corner of your eye. We also had this odd incident of the spot she'd lay in the hallway around the bedrooms. The wall she'd lean against always had this like black smudge across the wall. And my mom would wash it off. A couple days later, the smudge would reappear. She even repainted the wall, and the smudge would still reappear, and we just knew it was Molly watching out for us. We even had at one point gotten a new dog, a yellow one, and every now and then we'd look into the backyard and we'd see we had these eucalyptus bushes that we could see the top of the yellow dog and his tail walking by those bushes, and every now and then we'd see two sets of tails, a yellow one, a black one, but a black dog wouldn't appear on the end of the row of bushes like the yellow one would. So she just kind of visited for a while to let us know that she was still there with us and that she was okay and everything was okay. And then my third story is I work at an animal shelter. And unfortunately, me being as sensitive as I am, I tend to feel things like animal-specific spirits that have passed on from the shelter come back and visit. I've had the feeling of cats rubbing up against my leg when all of the cats are in their cages and are accounted for, and there was like nothing around me to be brushed up against. We'd be sitting there at the desk and you can hear purring like it was right next to you. And of course, there's no cats out. There's no cats near you. Oftentimes, it sounds like a dog's barking when there's either no dogs in the shelter at the point of time. And we have this one specific spirit that tends to visit us. But I don't know if he likes me specifically or because I am so sensitive, I see him the most. But I call him the ghost hound. He's not like a specific breed called a ghost hound, but he is a black and tan coon hound or bloodhound. And oftentimes we'd be doing something and you could hear him howl. And hounds are very particular in they're the only breed that can make this sound. So oftentimes we'd hear him howling and there's no dogs in the shelter that can make that sound. And there's been a couple of times where I'm washing out dog kennels and out of the corner of my eye, I see a dog move in the kennel next to the one I'm cleaning and I go to clean that one and there's no dog in there. I've seen the dog kennels kind of have a separator about, I want to say, 3 feet tall. That is a solid separator, but then there's chain link that covers the rest of the kennel. And I'd see him poking his head up over the divider on the other side of the kennel that I'm currently in or that I'm currently in front of. And of course, there's no dog in that kennel. There's one time where the power went out and we had our backup generator hadn't kicked in yet, but I had still had to continue cleaning. So I'm sitting there spraying down the dog kennels in the dark with my phone flashlight trying to guide where I'm looking at. And I literally see this black and tan coon hound looking at me from the back of the kennel as I'm looking down at the floor of the kennel spraying debris and soap and whatnot down. And I see it not quite out of the corner of my eye, but like I'm not completely focused on where it's at, so I can see it. And then I look up directly at where it would be and it's gone. So those are just a couple of my ghost animal stories. I can't wait to call in or hear what you guys think about them. They're, believe me, they're true. I've had so many experiences that I tell these stories to other people and they're like, you have too many. You got to be making up some. And I really am not making any of this up. I'm so glad you guys have made this platform for people to speak and be believed and not have somebody say, well, you've just made that up. Because there's a lot of us out there who experience stuff like this all of the time to where it almost makes you tired when the next incident happens. So I'll keep you guys posted on all of my supernatural and paranormal occurrences. Keep up what you guys are doing. It's amazing, and I'm so grateful. Thank you. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.